It's news time with award-winning newsman extraordinaire, Kevin James.
Indian woman has the longest hair in the world, but rarely washes it.
Am I the only one who realizes that this story isn't news?
It's not news. It's Kevin's news.
And it's brought to you in part by Nom Nom, life in the snack lane.
Ladies and gentlemen, say hello to Kevin James. Kevin.
And Haven Real Estate. All right, Kevin.
Well. Tis the season.
To be jolly?
Colds and flus and boogers. They're all on the way.
What?
Right? But if you'd like to boost your immune system, there's a way to do it.
I don't remember any commercials saying boogers are on the way, but I
have seen. Boogers are on the way. They say it. They just say it classier.
I see. What's the classy word for booger? Mucus?
Snot?
Perhaps, yeah.
Snot. No, it's not.
It's not, Steve.
Well, they say if you like colorful leaves, picking apples, and making jack-o'-lanterns this time of year, good news. These and other favorite fall activities aren't just fun ways to celebrate the season. They also lower your risk of coming down with a nasty cold or flu.
Wait, what is it again?
Picking apples, making jack-o'-lanterns, colorful leaves, enjoying fall favorites. They're not just a fun way to celebrate. They also lower your risk of coming down with a nasty cold or flu. The reason? Glad you asked.
I was wondering how that was possible. So, yeah, I'm ready.
They provide an instant mood boost. In 20 years of research shows that happy people are less likely to get sick when exposed to cold and flu viruses than anxious or down-in-the-dumps people.
Okay.
Turns out positive emotions halt the flow of cortisol, a stress hormone. Easy for you to say.
Easy now.
Proven to weaken the immune system.
So could I just, like, stay home and watch a rom-com?
If it made you happy. I feel like you do have to have a blanket and stuff because it's fall.
Oh, and like maybe have like pumpkins on the blanket or something.
Well, not even that, but like bundled up in a little blankie as you watch a fall, you know, a movie.
Uh-huh.
But would have to make sure you had something fall, like maybe some apple cider.
Yeah. Okay. I mean, I'm willing to try it. Hey, if I can keep them getting cold.
As long as it's making you happy,
right,
I guess.
Yeah.
See, that's kind of the tricky thing. Like leaves, Jay, you were talking about raking up all the leaves in your yard.
That doesn't make me happy.
I don't think it's going to make you happy.
No.
Picking apples? Making apple cider?
I mean, I could get down with that.
Okay. Jack-o'-lanterns. Giver.
You know what's funny? Not jack-o'-lanterns, but you know how you see all these hacks and you keep thinking, I'm doing that one.
Oh, yeah.
I'm doing it for sure. The cookie cutter into the pumpkin so you don't have to carve it.
I don't think I've seen this one.
So, like, you get a cookie cutter that's shaped like whatever, and you just take it, and you take, like, a soft mallet, and you go poof, 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 on the outside.
The outside of the pumpkin.
And it just pulls the piece of that pumpkin out in whatever shape the cookie cutter is. It's supposed to be a lot easier. And
what about all the guts inside?
Well, that's what I'm wondering. I think you probably do it before you carve it, because if you did it after you carve it, maybe it's too weak, or I'm not quite sure.
So you do have to still carve the inside out.
I think that's true, yeah. Well, you got to have the place to put the candle.
Huh. Right, that's what I was thinking.
Yeah, yeah.
So, you know.
Mr. Steve, do you like to do pumpkins? Was your family a painter or a carver?
We did both, but we did it mainly for the seeds.
Oh, you guys would then cook their or bake the seeds?
Yeah, baked pumpkin seeds.
Oh, those they are great. Good. Oh, my gosh. If I buy you some pumpkins, will you bake some seeds for me?
No.
All right.
Okay. Well, that went well.
I'd ask.
Would you like an opportunity?
Seemed like he was volunteering, did it not?
It did.
I mean, I'll do other things for you, but not that.
We moved you across the country, away from your family, okay?
On Halloween? And
I love the way this is going.
No, and what I'm thinking is, you have been over to my house numerous times. You have met my granddaughter numerous times. Yep. She enjoys seeing you, Steven, as she calls you.
Steven.
she also calls me Pumpkinhead.
Yeah, funny guy with the glasses and Pumpkinhead.
Oh, I forgot about Pumpkinhead.
Those are her first names for him. And then over time, it's been Steven. And I'm wondering, would you like the opportunity to be like Uncle Steven if we just called you like, Uncle Steven's coming over.
Oh, wow.
And like when we did pumpkins, we just had you over and you got to be part of that activity.
I mean, if you want another child in your space.
Boy, I kind of like that, Kev.
You know, I feel bad. He didn't have a lot of family around or whatever.
By a lot, you mean none. Yeah.
Absolutely zero.
I mean, well, that's true.
You're right, though. Yeah, we moved him away from everybody.
I know. That was very nice of us.
Well, now I'm going to be sad and I'm going to catch a cold.
Don't do that. No. Stay happy. I mean, I just, because like, we'll do pumpkins at some point here. We'll, I don't know. I feel more like painting them this year.
Do you actually paint them, or do you do like Sharpies and markers and stuff, or do you actually paint them?
Paint, I think.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Yeah. I don't know. I haven't painted one for a long time, but it's one of those that my granddaughter loves to paint on everything or color on everything.
Sure.
There may or may not have been an explosion about that last night.
Okay. That's a wall. That's not a canvas.
She was coloring on the bottom of a bowl. But it was one of her plastic bowls.
Yeah.
And so she wrote Amelia and number 5 on it. And I was like, oh, that's cute. I didn't care. It's a plastic bowl, like, you know, for the kid, whatever. But then apparently she had been in the room. That's where she was coloring.
Okay.
We were all doing something else and leaving her unattended.
Oh, boy. Here we go.
And her father had just bought this brand new weighted blanket.
Oh, yeah, those are nice.
Yeah, like 20-some pound weighted blanket. Whoa. Whatever. They're not cheap either.
No.
And she apparently also decided to draw on that.
Oh, boy.
So they were not happy. The markers went away. A few tears here and there.
Your son was crying.
This isn't fair. You're not my dad. Oh. You know, the whole thing that happens.
Why would he say that to you?
Yeah, that seems weird. I mean, it wasn't your fault.
Yeah, and I said, well, I don't think it's that big of a deal, she wrote on the bowl.
Oh, gosh dang it, Kevin.
They're washable markers. It'll come out.
Well, why don't you use markers on pumpkins?
We could.
That's a good thing to do.
Yeah, do that.
Not washable ones, though.
No, they'll come right off in the rain. You don't want that.
Yeah, I just think that I'm leaning towards a year of coloring and painting pumpkins instead of carving.
So it's a date? Uncle Stevie's coming over for pumpkins?
I don't know. You're invited, Steve, if you want to do it.
Oh, gee whiz.
That's what I thought.
The Jay and Kevin Show. Jay Daniels.
Monty has been in your spot, and there's been a spare bell in this studio for 4 years. And then he felt like he had the right and or need to take it and move it over there so that he could be in control of the bell. We all know that there's only one person in control of the bell.
That's you.
Yeah, here, why don't you give me that?
Kevin James.
Yeah, I will screw around with it. I know I will. That's why I didn't know that there was an extra one for 4 years.
On the big 99.9 Coyote Country.
Alrighty, Kevin.
All right. Well, I have to get personal. Hopefully that's okay with everybody.
Okay, let's see how it goes.
Let's get into a deep dive into the life and times of Kevin James. Of course, had a little, some medical issues going on with some... basically, I got these, like, blisters on my legs, okay? That would be from edema. Edema is, like, the fluid that builds up in your legs. And I get that because of my heart failure. Okay? Well, the blister's open. Now they're open sores.
Oh, gosh.
They're like, it's just imagine a blister opening. And that's really all it is.
Jay said yesterday, hopefully no more talk about sores. And here we are.
Can we move forward without the phrase? No. Without the phrase
but
open
sores. But what I
want
to tell you, I set this up because it's not, I want you to understand what happened.
Sure, yeah.
On top of the said spot, I will not mention the name of it.
It's like in a news article where they say, or in like a legal document, further, as we move further into this story or document, it will be referred to as, you know, blank.
That's right.
Plaintiff A?
So yes, like there's silver alginate on top of it, which is basically
what?
Algae that has silver in it that it's supposed to help heal wounds.
Okay.
Okay, so that goes on at first, kind of covers it up. You don't really see anything after that.
Okay.
And then we have a layer of some pads on it. So if there's any
Right.
Moisture.
No. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And then we have gauze wrapped all the way around my leg from the ankle to the knee, basically.
Right.
And then on top of that, to hold everything in place, we do an ACE bandage, okay? So there's an ACE bandage then that's wrapped around all of it to hold it all nice and tight together. And I have to change it once or twice a day. It just kind of depends on how it goes. Okay? Well, here's the problem. I think the bandage on my right leg, the ACE bandage, was a little loose. And it feels like it's fallen down some.
Okay.
So what I would need to know is here at work if one of you would be willing to rewrap my leg.
I mean, I don't have a problem doing it.
Whoa, is that real?
I'd do it.
Yeah, David. I won't.
Jay will not. Jay is out, even though he is Dr. Jay.
No.
Will you?
No.
At least stand by and tell him if he's doing it wrong?
Ain't nobody got time for that.
I mean, yeah, I won't necessarily do it right, but I'll do it.
So you need me to somehow
supervise?
Well, I just thought you might enjoy that position.
Oh, heavens no. No.
I mean, you're not seeing anything, Jay. Uh-huh. It's literally just white gauze. Like, that's not a big deal. You're not going to see anything gross. That's why I would not ask you to do anything else.
Yeah.
This is just putting an ACE bandage around a leg.
Huh.
And I can do some of it on my own, but I can't get it just wrapped as tight and as good as it needs to be.
I think you can probably direct him well enough.
So Steve is willing to, you know what? You really are the best.
He is. There's no question. Yeah.
Yeah, Jay, you are the best.
Nah.
Is that what you were saying?
No, that's what you say to Jay, and that's why you go to lunch with him.
Yay, huh? Okay.
Well, maybe with
Anderson
that
goes the dynamite.
Right.
Maybe with that attitude, I don't want to wrap your leg anymore.
Texters, no. No.
No, what do you mean, guys?
No. This one says staple it. This one says no. This one just has the green pukey face.
Wait, so it's, but I'm not like.
You're not touching
I'm
anything.
I'm not touching anything,
it's
right?
It's completely safe.
Yeah.
Okay, yeah, I'm fine doing that.
We probably have gloves here, too, don't we?
We do, yes.
Jay knows where those are, see? Jay probably has worn the gloves before just to, I don't know, eat food that someone else has touched.
Yeah, that's not a bad idea.
Jay puts on the rubber gloves to have popcorn.
Yeah, right. Well, I mean, he's supposed to know where that stuff is.
So you're out. Jay's 100% out. Steve is.
I'm 100% in.
He's in. What a, gosh darn it, what a guy.
What a guy, man. Let's see. I'm put that on the poll. How do you want me to word that, Kev?
I mean,
you have to word it correctly to be able to get an honest look.
Would you wrap an ACE bandage around Kevin's leg? He says it's not gross.
Yeah, I mean, it's guaranteed not gross, right?
100%, yeah.
Okay.
There's nothing.
Yeah.
Like, if it was, I would not ask you to do all the steps.
Okay. Yeah, yeah.
That's for a nurse or for family.
That's just too much.
Oh, no, I'm definitely not doing that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But I would wrap a bandage around you.
All right. I would mummify your body.
Yeah, I mean, I'd do it to all of you if you wanted. Yeah. It's Halloween season, baby.
Okay. What a man.
Okay,
thank
we're starting
you.
To get people now on the other side of it, Kevin. Hey, I'll come by and do it. I'd wrap a leg. I'd change his gauze. I'll do it.
Oh, my gosh. Well, there's some people who love the gross stuff.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, we get those.
We get those.
Yeah. Every once in a while. Well, my son's girlfriend's kind of that way. She kind of likes the gross stuff. She's like, ooh, can I see it? I'm like, I guess.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah, you got some takers. Does it smell? What? No.
No, it doesn't smell.
Oh, man.
The Jay and Kevin Show. Jay Daniels.
Come visit your neighbors. We're waiting for you. Your neighbors in Spokane.
Kevin James.
Spokane. You love it here.
The Jay and Kevin Show. On the big 99.9 Coyote Country.
Beat the show, it's time to beat the show. Beat the show, it's time to beat the show. Hey! Beat the show, it's time to beat the show. Step right up, it's time to beat the show. What? Beat the show, it's time to beat the show. Who? Beat the show, it's time to beat the show. Where? Beat the show, it's time to beat the show. Step right up, it's time to beat the show.
Beat the show brought to you by Indaba Coffee Roasters. Hi, Amanda.
Hey.
What up?
Just going to work.
Oh, man.
That didn't sound like she was excited.
I'm curious if I should ask this question. Do you enjoy work?
I do.
You do? Okay, that's good.
Good.
Yeah, that makes a big difference, does it not?
I love my job.
Okay, all right.
It's the process of going to work.
I understand that.
But you have to.
Yeah, and you know what? That's a fair point, because even people who really love their job, I think there's days you're like, wouldn't
no, getting there.
Be nice. Yeah. It'd be nice to not have to. Yeah.
Correct.
Fair. Okay, well, Amanda, let's play a little game here. We like to call it Beat the Show. I don't know if you've ever heard of it, but it's 7 questions of trivia, and you get 60 seconds to answer the questions, and you can pass if you get stuck. And the category today was what again, Steve?
Famous cars / vehicles. I don't want anybody to come at me, so.
Okay, all right, a little clue there for you.
Cars or vehicles.
Understood.
Yeah.
Who would you
shouldn't have called to play.
Shouldn't have called. Well, you know what? That's the beauty of Steve's category. Sometimes it's not necessarily what you think it is.
You're correct.
Or sometimes it's exactly what you think.
I understand. Manda, who would you like to challenge today, me or Kevin?
Oh, man.
Yeah.
You guys, Rochambeau, I don't care.
Really?
Rochambeau.
All right.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh. Do it one-handed. You ready?
It was like he's got one sore arm, one sore limb.
One sore gout arm.
Remember that song? One sore limb.
Yeah.
Can't raise my arm because I got one sore limb.
But my left hand is good, Jay. I am able to Rochambeau.
Ready? 1, 2, 3. I had Rock. You're playing.
Okay.
Rock beat scissors. Good luck, Kevin. All right, here we go, Amanda. 60 seconds pass if you get stuck.
Oh, that was entertaining.
That was exhausting.
For who?
For me. Yeah, you should have just picked somebody. All right, here we go.
All right, Amanda. What is the type of car featured in the Back to the Future movies?
DeLorean.
What is the name of the van in the Scooby-Doo franchise?
Oh, the Mystery Machine.
The 2005 movie Herbie Fully Loaded features cameos from many NASCAR drivers, including this Hall of Famer, who's known for being number 24. Name him.
Pass.
What's the name of the car in Knight Rider?
Pass.
The Batmobile is a vehicle that travels the streets of what city?
You suck. Gotham. Gotham City.
What was the name of the car in The Dukes of Hazzard?
Mm-hmm. Oh, gosh.
Good one.
The General Lee.
What was Owen Wilson's character in the 2006 movie Cars?
He was Mater.
All right, we'll see how we did. Kevin! All right, we'll see. We'll see if it matters who she chose today. Well, she didn't choose anybody. I mean, actually, it was just fate.
Yeah. How do you think you would have done, Jay?
Oh, spectacular.
Really?
Yeah, it would have been great.
You think so?
Let's see how Kevin does. All right, Kevin, 7 questions. Same 7 questions.
So she maybe did pick the right person.
I don't know. He's pretty smart.
Okay, we'll see.
One smart fella.
Kevin, here we go. What is the type of car featured in the Back to the Future movies?
DeLorean.
What is the name of the van in the Scooby-Doo franchise?
Mystery Machine.
Wheelhouse.
The 2005 movie Herbie Fully Loaded features cameos from many NASCAR drivers, including this Hall of Famer, who's known for being number 24. Name him.
Jeff Gordon.
What's the name of the car in Knight Rider?
That would be Kit. Mm.
The Batmobile is a vehicle that travels the streets of what city?
I suppose Gotham.
What is the name of the car in The Dukes of Hazzard?
The General Lee, man.
What was Owen Wilson's character in the 2006 movie Cars?
He played a Lightning McQueen.
Wow.
Was that all of them?
Did you pass it? Oh, yeah. That was it.
Oh,
yeah.
Oh, that's 7 for 7, baby. Yeah.
Is it?
Oh, with yeah. time to spare. We'll see how it goes. Let's take a quick peek.
What type of car is featured in the Back to the Future movies?
Everybody got DeLorean. It's 1-to-1.
Yeah, everybody's right.
Yeah, nice job, Mandy.
What is the name of the van in the Scooby-Doo franchise?
Mystery Machine.
Scooby Snacks.
Roby Rag. Oh. Why Robert Scooby Snack?
Mystery Machine. Yeah, yeah,
yeah. Yeah, too.
2005 movie Herbie Fully Loaded features cameos from many NASCAR drivers.
Oh, Jeff Gordon.
Hall of Famer, number 24.
Amanda had to pass.
Jeff Gordon, yeah.
3-2.
What's the name of the car in Knight Rider?
Oh, Kevin, Wheelhouse again.
Oh, yeah, Kit.
Yeah,
Knight Industries Technology 2000, I think, or something like that.
Jeez, okay.
4-2, the man knows his cars.
Show off, apparently.
Yeah, seriously.
The Batmobile is a vehicle that travels the streets of what city?
Amanda said either this sucks or I suck. I'm not sure which it was, and then said Gotham, but she was correct. Not on the first part, but on the second part.
Gotham City,
5-3.
What is the name of the car in The Dukes of Hazzard?
General Lee for everybody. That's
everybody's right.
6-4.
And what was Owen Wilson's character in the 2006 movie Cars?
Oh, Amanda went Mater. No.
Oh, that was Larry.
Larry the cable guy
was Mater.
Mater done. Owen Wilson was Lightning McQueen. Kevin runs the board, Amanda. That was, he was a buzzsaw. What are you going to do there?
Absolutely nothing.
Yeah, nothing right. you can do about
yeah,
it.
Yeah, don't hang your head.
Yeah.
What I tell you, Steve? What I tell you?
Yeah, see, Steve?
She did say that when she got on the phone.
She said, I don't know. You know what, though? We can see if we can't get you back through to get that Indaba Coffee Roasters $25 gift card. What number would you like to be?
2.
Everybody's open for it. Thank you, Amanda. 509-441-0999. Caller 2 gets the $25 gift card. Kevin, well done. 7-for-7.
Thank you. Yeah, I was surprised.
What a champ you are.
The Jay and Kevin Show. Jay Daniels.
I'm going to start getting some guys ready and see if we can get a list that we can do maybe at 7:20 with entertainment news.
Kevin James.
Or 7:30.
7:30, that's what I meant.
On the big 99.9 Coyote Country.
It's the Jay and Kevin Show stat of the day.
All right, Kev, what do you say?
38% of the time on this planet Earth.
Mm-hmm.
You could walk up to somebody and say, what did you have for breakfast today? 38% of the time, it would be something that is considered a non-traditional breakfast item.
Oh. Yeah, I could see that.
Okay. Yeah. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, so I was just thinking, we walked around the building and said to everybody, hey, what did you, and I'll just start right here. Hey, Steve, what did you have for breakfast today?
Apple juice.
Hey, that's just it.
Yeah.
I guess that counts. That's a breakfast it drink.
Probably would count as breakfast, yeah.
Yeah. No food, mm-mm. But I think for this stat, we'll count it. Jay, what did you have for breakfast today?
I just had a granola bar.
That's pretty normal.
Yeah.
That's pretty normal.
I think that one probably counts.
I only had a few of these chips over here, these tortilla chips.
Yep.
Because I was like, hey, I'm going to barf. And so then I ate some of those, and now my tummy feels
And those are
better.
Those anti-barfing chips.
They are. You said it yesterday. Hey, eat these crumbs. It'll soak up anything in your tummy.
Yeah.
And I said, okay. And so today I was eating the crumbs as well. That is not
clearly,
a traditional.
Clearly a doctor, yes.
Yeah. Mm. Definitely not a traditional meal. I have a protein shake that I'm going to have.
Nice.
But I just didn't have it yet.
Yeah. That's breakfast to you, though. Wouldn't you consider that
for
breakfast?
For sure.
Protein
yeah.
shake, yes.
Yeah.
Chips, no.
Okay. Yeah.
Yeah.
But people have like cold pizza and stuff like that. That makes.
From the text line, tuna fish sandwich.
Yep. That is definitely your part of the stat. You're part of the 38%.
Mashed potatoes, corn, and chicken.
Oh, wow.
Lucky.
That sounds so good.
Six pack of Busch Light. No, that's.
Okay.
Non-traditional.
Yeah, I don't recommend that daily.
No. But yeah, I think we've done it. Somebody was talking about that here yesterday, as a matter of fact, in the hallways. They were like, oh, something about breakfast. And like, well, can you eat in the morning? I'm like, well, we've gotten to that point where.
Yeah, we'll do anything.
Doesn't matter. I mean, yeah. It'd be 6 or 7
we've
o'clock.
We've chili dogs.
Yeah, yeah, at 7 a.m.
And I think that's kind of like the ultimate, right? If you're doing chili dogs and putting onions and cheese on it, you know, you're like,
heavens,
yeah,
we're
willing to eat anything in the morning.
Man. That was with the Friday crew. It must have been, huh?
It was, yeah. Okay. Gosh, dang, right? That's making me want to do that again, Kevin.
Yeah, it's been a while.
That was great.
Actually, didn't we do that with them maybe like a couple months ago?
We might have. Steve, have you been around for chili dogs?
I think so. That I feel like Warren brought that in and he forgot the cheese or something.
Boy, this is exactly right. And just when Warren had stopped talking about forgetting the cheese.
You just reminded him. Yeah.
Oh.
That was probably like, you know, 5 or 6 months ago. And Warren gets so worried.
Yeah.
That he didn't make everybody happy because he's such a good guy. He's like, oh, guys, I'm so sorry. I forgot the cheese. I forgot the. We're like, Warren, it's all good. Thanks for bringing in the chili dogs.
Everything else. Yeah.
Yeah. No, it really wasn't a big deal at all.
No, but
I
Warren,
thought
it
was.
Is.
Yeah. Cold pizza off the text line. Pastries? Well, that would count.
I think pastries, that's a breakfast. Yeah. I give that
enchiladas,
to you.
Enchiladas? No.
No. Nope.
Teriyaki meatballs on rosemary rice with chow mein? I mean, yes, please.
It's a great breakfast. It's not traditional, but that sounds pretty good.
Barbecue pork, chicken Alfredo. I love these. Holy smokes, yes.
Yeah, so there it is. If you were to walk up to somebody today and ask, what did you have for breakfast? 38% of the people would give you a non-traditional breakfast food, such as enchiladas.
Yeah, leftover panda.
Oh. Ooh. I saw some panda in our fridge today. Yeah, there was some leftover panda.
You're talking about at home, right?
In our fridge. Yeah,
okay.
At my home fridge.
Because when you said you saw it today in our fridge, I thought, wait, did I leave panda in the fridge?
No.
Because I was going to be very excited about my lunch.
Yeah. And we're talking restaurant here, right?
No, actual, you know, the actual bear. Well, it's not a bear, but you know what I mean.
Yeah, Steve, the restaurant.
Yeah.
Also, and I looked and I was like,
leftover panda would be gross.
Man, leftover panda. And I also know how my son is with leftovers.
Doesn't eat them?
Very rarely.
Yeah.
There's a few things that he'll eat.
Never understood that.
With their, you know, like hamburgers. If we cook a bunch of hamburgers and there's,
really,
you know, a few of them left over, like we'll do that on purpose.
Okay. Oh,
and
yeah.
And then the next day, he doesn't mind. He'll heat one of those up and, you know, eat it on a bun, whatever.
What's the theory there? Like, what do people have against leftovers? My kids are pretty bad with them, too. Unless...
I don't get it, because I love them.
I just tell my wife, just don't make anything. You know, just literally don't make anything, and eventually they'll be like, well, I guess I'll just eat that. Or they won't, and then I will. But, yeah, I don't understand it. You liked it the first time.
There was a part of me that almost wanted to grab it today. And then I thought, no.
That would have been the day?
That's not mine. That's, yeah.
Oh,
it looked full. It looked like a good bowl of something.
Well, maybe you could have just taken half and had it like as an appetizer or something.
Yeah.
How about a pie crust filled with steak, potatoes, and onions? Like a pot pie, basically?
Yeah, it sounds kind of like a pot pie, not a chicken pot pie, a steak pot pie.
Ooh. Yeah, I mean, yes, again, yes. I'm not sure that there's a food that I like that I wouldn't eat in the morning.
That's true. Yep.
Have we talked about this before? Have you guys ever had a barbecue sundae?
Huh?
Barbecue Sunday? No.
Yeah, it's like where you...
Will you barbecue on Sunday? Yes, I've had that.
No.
Different spelling?
Yeah. Where you put like mashed potatoes, steak, peas and carrots, whatever. And you put it in a sundae glass and you just layer on top of each other.
Huh.
On top of one another.
Yeah, if it's going to be a barbecue one, I'm going to need to do a little bit more with the meat and less with the peas.
Well, yeah.
I don't do barbecued peas.
I was just trying
hard
to
get to keep from rolling.
Yeah, I know
through
what
you're
doing.
Yeah.
No, I've never had it that way. I mean, I could see it as like if you're traveling, you're like, oh, take it in the car, put it in a sundae glass.
Yeah, it's good stuff.
Huh. I don't mind it. This one, my coworker apparently has had 36 cigarettes for breakfast.
Okay. Oh, my. Boy, how could you tell? 99.9 Coyote Country.